is the UR Business Network.
Welcome to the Medical Travel Show on the UR Business Network. This is Irving Stackpole, and I'm here today with my co-host, Elizabeth Ziemba.
Thank you, Irving. It's great to be here with you today. On the Medical Travel Show, we want to explore all aspects of the international medical travel sector, including the experience of patients. Why do people travel away from their home countries to other destinations for medical and dental care? How do they decide where to go? What are the positive and negative experiences they have? Today we are going to be talking with someone who is going to share her story with us. Joining us from Florida, a patient from Dental Departures, is Ashley Ouellette. Welcome to the Medical Travel Show, Ashley.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Ashley. I'm sure that our audience wants to understand or know a little bit about your story. What led up to your decision to travel for dental care?
Well, I had wanted to, been kind of nickel and diming the dental industry on coupons and things to get my dental care. I had had some real financial setbacks, and so I just went wherever it was cheapest to do the things I needed to get done. And this year, I have been back into my finances, have been much better. And so I knew that it was time to get serious about, you know, getting my dental work done. And I made an appointment for my son and my husband and myself to go to a very big company around here in South Florida. They have like 18, 20, I don't know how many offices. But I went in to get the dental plan, you know, to get the treatment plan. And I did not think I had like real problems, but they let me know that my treatment plan was going to be like $6,700. It included like three crowns and a couple other things. It was $6,700. And my son's was quite a bit more. Anyway, I had just agreed to send my son, who is 14, to Cancun to meet his cousins and my brother for the Thanksgiving holiday. This was back in August, and it was going to cost some money to send him and get him over there and everything. But I had heard about, you know, dental care other places, and I went online and I had heard some people had gone to Costa Rica. And when I pulled up, it came to Dental Departures. And then it said Cancun, Mexico. It said other, like 60 other places, you know. And one of them was Cancun, Mexico, which was where I was already sending my son. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I wonder. So, and by the way, the dental place, if I bought their dental plan, it would have been down to like $4,300 if I had paid like $399 for the family dental plan discount. Anyway, I got a hold of, I sent them an email, and this woman called back who was from California on the front end of it all, and she was very nice. I sent her all the dental work I had, with the treatment plan laid out. And I was very, very, you know, I was just like, well, let me see what they say. And, you know, they looked that over. They said when I come down, they would have all these, they would, you know, go over it, of course, and make sure that's what I needed and things like that. But price per price, they were at $2,400.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I can, like, we can all go to Mexico now, which we rented a 3,600 square foot house on the beach in Puerto Morales, and for a week, rental cars, two of them, and I mean, you know, ate out and had a chef and all these things. So we really, and it was still cheaper than what my dental work was going to be. Just for mine. Anyway, we got there and the I was nervous. I had told people what I was doing. I mean, trust me, there was phone calls and emails, and I even called this guy that was in the lab and started questioning him. And I just very, very wary of what I was doing. Uh-huh. It was like, and people would say, "What are you doing? I can't believe you're doing this." And I was like, "Oh yeah, it's okay," you know. But inside, I'm thinking, "Oh my God, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing." But so I get down there, and my son and my husband, and there's their own stories about their stuff. But for me, when I got there, I was taken in to, you know, do the x-rays. It was state of the art. Like, I had never had the x-rays done where it was like individual teeth. And it was just like, I could see what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see the roots. I could see what they were talking about in my mouth, you know? And, one of the things is that they came to me with a different diagnosis. They ended up, they said, you know, I had one of those ugly silver crowns. And that crown was not part of the three crowns that I was going to get up here. But that crown was, it was ugly. But, you know, it was a cosmetic thing, and I wasn't that's what I thought. And when they had asked me to bite down, I really couldn't. And I knew that because all my life, since I was in my 20s, the dentist would ask me to bite down. You know, every time I'd go in, I couldn't really do it right. It would take me a minute to get my mouth in order. Same thing with my pictures and all, you know, taking pictures, you know.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, they said, well, you have your two wisdom teeth in on that side. And I said, yeah, I know, I didn't have it. And they said, well, you know, that's not allowing you to bite. And that filling that you have doesn't fit right. And it's keeping you from biting down there. We think you should have your wisdom teeth removed and on that side, and also have this, you know, this crown done. And they said, you have a very unusual thing. You have actually four other molars behind your wisdom teeth.
Wow.
And those are still, you know, there. And that's what's causing such little room, you know, or helping to cause. Anyway, they ended up removing. I agreed to have this done. And it was like the moment they removed my wisdom teeth, the two, and removed that filling. And almost immediately, the relief in my jaw, in my head, I can't explain what happened, but what I thought was normal for like the last 20 years was removed, this pressure in my head. And it was this simple diagnosis of taking out these wisdom teeth and this crown. And they went on to put that crown on, put three other crowns on for a total of $2,000.
Wow. Well, it sounds
and like, mm-hmm. with all of that dental work that happened in the same day, they didn't, you know, the permanence went on a couple of days later, but all of that was done in the same day. And my husband expected me to come out of there, you know, what you would expect when someone's had four crowns,
right.
And
bruised and battered,
and two wisdom teeth removed and everything. And I went home on ibuprofen. They gave me a script for some other stuff if I had needed it, but I was not in pain. It wasn't awful. I did go home. I did go to bed. I mean, I didn't, you know, but I didn't have any real pain. Nothing really, you know, happening. The next day I had planned to be in bed all day thinking, you know, when I had made my plans, even just for three crowns. And that wasn't the case. I went to the beach. You know, it was just like amazing. And I was in such, I think it was just because there was such, the pressure and relief was so great from the removal of those wisdom teeth. And that diagnosis was, and when I got back there the next, you know, a couple of days later, I said, you know, this is a miracle. And they were taking pictures of my mouth. I mean, I can't, it just immediately is a straight smile. And if you, I'm in real estate, so my picture has been taken over the years, you know, for the different business cards and different things, you know, whatever. We get pictures taken. When I know my picture's being taken, it's like this hard kind of thing to make this smile. And if you know me, like anybody, I'm one of those people that people say, "Nancy smiles all the time." Well, it was always, you know, pressure to have it smile right. But normally, unless it was for the camera, it was a crooked smile. And that immediately was gone. Immediately. And it had been going on for like 20 years. I said, I can't. The way I feel, my jaw is so relaxed and it feels so good. They went ahead and made me this little mouth guard because they said, you know, you're probably going to be biting differently. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's going to feel different, which it did. My tongue was, you know, there was all kinds of things that were going on that way. And so for another $60, so for $2,060, was the four crowns, the two wisdom teeth, and the mouth guard. Well, and that's my story. And it's amazing.
In your trip to Mexico is well worth not only a better smile, but freedom from headaches after all those years. It just must be an amazing
It is. And the thing is that when I told the ladies, you know, when I was saying, oh my gosh, this is just a miracle. And they were saying the same. They said, well, you know, you were open and willing to do this. And they said, you don't know how many people we get that come down here with their diagnosis. And that's what they want. And they only want that. They don't want, they have been told to remove all their teeth and they want their teeth removed. You know, and she said, sometimes we kind of feel like we want to just cry because people don't want to listen to us as, you know, giving a diagnosis. They see us as just a cheaper way. And she said, and you didn't, that's not what happened here. You know, you heard the diagnosis and went with it. And isn't that something, you know, like, you know, that we would, I don't know, just look down to say, well, you're not really a doctor or what? I mean, I went there. I mean, they were full dentists and they had a different diagnosis than nobody else. And I'm not going to say all these dentists over the years hadn't caught it. I truly had piecemealed my dentistry. If I had need for, you know, if my tooth was hurting or something was happening or I needed teeth cleaning, I didn't go to the same dentist. I jumped around on coupons and everything. In South Florida, you can do that all day long, you know, with no problem. So I'm not like saying, gosh, nobody ever told me this. Because I kind of think years and years ago when I had first had my other wisdom teeth out, that the dentist in my hometown had said something like, you know, you're going to want to get those others out or it's going to, you know, mess up your smile. He probably did say that. But I never really was going back to a dentist that I was asking for their opinion either. So, until this last time. And they were willing to do $6,700 worth of work on my teeth and not one part of that in that treatment plan mentioned removal of my wisdom teeth. Or this silver crown.
Right. So it sounds like you were at first skeptical, but then once you got there, you agreed, you finally accepted the professional diagnosis of getting the work done. So perhaps, I don't know whether it was the price, I don't know whether it was the fact that you were extracted from your familiar settings, but at home, that is to say, not dental settings, but extracted from your familiar environment. So when you got there, you finally accepted, yes, I need to do this. I'm able to do it. And you relaxed into the complete procedure. That's the way it sounds. Is that correct?
I think so. I do want you to know that my nervousness continued until I was in the chair. I almost got up out of the chair at the beginning because the girl who was putting something in my mouth, you know, she kind of hurt me for a second, and then she was moving the the light thing, and it kind of hit my cheek, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing here? I gotta get out of here. But you know, that was all just, I think it was maybe one of her first days, you know, the young girl that just was getting me ready.
So how did it go for your husband and your son?
Well, that's a whole nother story, but, and so I'll tell it. My husband had the deep cleaning thing. He actually, his teeth were fine. And that's what they said, you know, up here in Florida, but he was going to have the deep cleaning thing, which they were going to charge like $1,200, up here. It was like, I think it might've been more than that. Cause it was 300 a quadrant. But for some reason I was thinking it was 400 a quadrant, but anyway, I think with $1,200, if we had bought that family package. And so, then we had talked to them about getting that done, and that I was going to go to a different place. The place I went to was Ocean Dental. There was the other dentist place in Cancun, just down the street. Saw it when I was, you know, they were very close by to each other, and they actually had that procedure for a lesser price. My son had cavities, and their cavities were, price was a lot less even than the place I went. But my son, being 14, and my husband is the stepfather of my son, that I was like, well, I don't want them to be somewhere else. And I chose the one I went to because they had a lab on premises. And it was very important to me that they had control of everything. I did want to know that. And so even though the other place seemed to have some better pricing, I went with the one that had the lab on the premises. Mm-hmm. And because I knew I was getting crowns, and right, I knew I needed it, you know, within that time frame. So anyway, so we went ahead and booked my son and my husband at the place I was getting it done. And my son had a lot of little cavities. He had what they call, he had braces. And he had not done well keeping his teeth clean. So he had cavities, one of them being right up in the front teeth. And on this tooth, so the dental plan for him was like $2,400 up here. And down there, it was still going to be like $1,200 or $1,400. And if he needed a root canal, it was going to be $1,500. And up here was going to be $1,700 or something like that. So, but they said up here, they said he's probably, you know, he's going to need a root canal. We need to do this. Now, mind you, my son was not having any pain. You could see he has a cavity. I mean, not just the one, but you know, he needs work. So when we went down there, I was very nervous, and he had a cavity like in each side of each quadrant. And I thought, I cannot do this to him. I can't have him go and get needles and everything else, you know. So I took him over to another dentist and had her go ahead and fill one of his cavities. And he did great with it, and everything was fine up here. And it was, you know, we just did that. And she warned me. That dentist said, you know, what are you thinking? And I said, well, I want to go down there, and it's a less price, and I want to take him down. And she said, you know, I wouldn't recommend to do that, you know, because all kinds of things can go wrong. And I said, well, I'm, you know, we'll see. But that whole time, it was one thing to do it on my mouth, and also to be able to say, hey, I'm done, you know, like if I didn't, you know, I've sat in the chair before, I know, and I'm an adult. Then to put my son through something that was kind of iffy, I was really, really nervous about that. So in the morning, they had checked him. They checked me, you know, to give us our diagnosis. And they called me in, and this is the part that I guess why I trusted them on me, is because they said, your son is not in pain. And he does have these cavities, but they showed me the root of that tooth. And they said, he is his has not grown in to attach or whatever. And because he's young, of course, the root is bigger. And she said, if we touch this tooth, he will need a root canal. And, you know, it is not something you can just go and do on this child. And you know, you'll need to come back. You need to do that up in the state. You need a dentist that can do this over a time frame and handle and handle this for you. And I was like, wow. And she said, we just, you know, he's not in pain. She goes, but I would tell you, do not go and have this fixed until as long as, you know, wait it out as long as you can, because he will be in so much pain, you know, and he's not in pain now, you know. Maybe you can avoid a lot of this if he grows up another year, you know, and you just keep this very clean and blah, 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 you know, with it, just take care of it. And if he's in pain, take him over, you know, get him a good dentist and go from there. But don't just do it because, you know, you're being told to do it. It's going to be a very painful thing if he does it now. And they weren't saying at their place. They were meant up in the States. So that's what we're doing. We are water picking and brushing and putting this stuff on it and holding off. I have an appointment with him to go to the dentist next Friday and with a different dentist and just have them. I now have dental insurance that came on January 1st.
Nice.
And have them give me a treatment plan and see what they say.
Excellent.
And then go from there and decide, make some decisions. Right. But because of his age and because of what needs to be done, we're going to do that locally.
Okay. So, Ashley, if you can just sum up for us in a few words, what lessons have you learned or what advice would you share with people who are considering traveling abroad for dental care?
Well, if it's specifically for dental care, I would hook up with the company that I did, the Dental Departures. I think that they selected several, you know, I think that they have been out there selecting dentists who are good and who are good. And so if you can get it inexpensively, you know, why not like go to Cancun, get your teeth cleaned and enjoy yourself. That's what I would suggest. I think it's a great option, especially for those who don't have any kind of dental insurance.
Sure.
Well, thank you very much, Ashley, for a great conversation and for sharing your story with us today.
This is Irving Stackpole. You have been listening to the Medical Travel Show on the UR Business Network. Thanks to Ashley. Thank you to Elizabeth.
Thank you, Irving. Thanks for listening.
And have a good day.
You're listening to the UR Business Network.